It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm standing at the entrance to Merritt Hall on the SUNY Potsdam campus. Merritt Hall is the quintessential college building, brick, ivy-covered, and part of the quad. A short walk down the hallway brings me to the Pacey's business office, a hub of activity. I'm here today to talk to Kim Bradshaw about college IDs. Kim's been the SUNY card administrator for the last 15 years. College IDs are a unique marketplace. Early on then, it was just a simple card. I mean, I remember when I went to college, it had my social security number on it, my picture, and they used to punch holes for it for every meal you ate on your meal plan.
Yeah, it has changed in terms of even our meal plans. I mean, as meal plans in prior years were just a matter of walking into a facility and all you care to eat location, and now you can pick and choose using equivalencies and allowances. And meals, guest passes, flex, bear. I mean, it's just, it's grown immensely.
So one of the things that's interesting is where technology takes us.
Well, there's a couple new things out there. Well, they may not necessarily be new, but they're starting to grow in the industry. One is called NFC, and that is near field communications. And you find that you use that a little bit with your cell phones and things of that nature. And RFID, which is radio frequencies identification cards, which is a card that actually has a radio antenna on it and communicates that way. Both of those are really growing in the industry for various reasons, but not necessarily in the financial world. The magstripe still remains the most secure and safe way. Some folks are actually steering away from the card itself and migrating towards the phone technology. And I know that Villanova University just recently did a pilot test, and they used the iPhone platform, and they were able to successfully do a beta test where students were allowed to enter into buildings using an app on their phone.
What's preventing that kind of technology coming to Potsdam? Is it something where there's security issues or costs that are prohibitive, or the technology that we have here?
Well, actually, it's a combination of both. Cost is a major factor, obviously, but security is also an issue. The more the technology changes, the more, as you know, people find ways to beat the system, and identity theft is huge and things of that nature. So, those are all things that we have to look at when we move ahead with technology. And I've even read online where some corporations are requiring some of their employees to get an actual chip implanted underneath their skin for access purposes and medical records and things of that nature. And that is happening right here in the United States. So it's really neat stuff.
You don't see that as for use in college marketplaces, do you?
Today, no, but who knows what the future can bring. Your guess is as good as mine.
So that means that no one could swipe you for a meal if you had a chip embedded in your arm, right?
I'm sure that somebody will figure out a way by the time that happens.
Thanks, Kim.